You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Brighton Rock Podcast, the podcast about the beautiful club within the beautiful game. And we're at the beautiful St Pancras Station, having a beautiful experience going through with lots of friendly passport control, would you believe? Yes, it's the beginning of our trip to Ajax of Amsterdam. And I'm here with a bunch of mates, including my good friends who were on the very last podcast that we had. Peter and Alan. Hello, Peter. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Russ.
Hi, Russ. How are you
doing? Have you ever seen the palace in the dam?
I've never seen the palace in the dam. Obviously, Alan's already had a bit of trouble. He's bleeding from his face. Yes, it's kicking off already, folks. I think he's just picked a spot or something. Anyway, we are here waiting to board the train. First part of the journey. And I am absolutely like a kid at Christmas. I don't know about you guys. I know, Peter, obviously, you've been to Marseille already, so you've had some Euro...
school, you know, I've been... school. I'm a veteran of European games for Brighton.
A seasoned campaigner. But are you as excited as you were?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. It should be great. And a chance to go to... Yeah, Ajax, obviously, a chance to go to one of the biggest clubs in football and, yeah, play them and potentially even still be favourites, despite what we were talking about on the last podcast, is, frankly, amazing. So, can't wait.
Definitely, what's not to like? And Alan, you've managed to get a ticket for the game. I don't know if you want to go into detail in terms of whereabouts, but you've got a ticket for the game. You were travelling anyway for the match, and you must be as excited as I am because you didn't go to Marseille either, same as me.
Oh, I'm buzzing actually. I mean, it's just amazing. We're in the coffee shop here in the waiting area in St Pancras, and there's loads and loads of Albion supporters. It's like the Seagull special.
going abroad. Amsterdam, you will be buzzing.
But yeah, it's just fantastic. You see all the, you know, a lot of Albion supporters you see knocking around the stadium. Yeah, the Amex or away games, and they're all here, so it's
And Russ has already spoken to various people that he knows.
Yes, so quite a few. One of the Dogma boys I've seen, Nigel Summers from the supporters clubs here. My cousin Greg, who I might try and get on the audio a little bit later on, is here as well. And plenty of Seagulls over London members. Yeah, we've got David and Andy Bravery next to us, who will probably get on the pod a little bit later on. And the Bevan boys as well, former chairman Roger and his two sons as well. And no doubt many more besides. We'll do some more audio a bit later, but I think we're about to board. Here we go. So, part two of our podcast. We're in the absolutely fantastic city of Amsterdam now for part two. Part one, we were at the station, St Pancras. Part two, we've been in Amsterdam. We've been to the fantastic Beer Temple. I'll tell you more about that later. In the meantime, we came to, where are we, Clive? What's it called? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
Beer Fabric. So there's a load of people in Beer Fabric. Basically, Seagulls over London members, of which I am, and you are a member.
Absolutely.
And Clive, before we get into Amsterdam chat, you're talking about Athens. Tell us about Athens.
Well, I realise if I put things in the public domain, then that's okay.
Yeah.
So when my wife said, have you told anyone that you're going to Athens? If I put it, record it on a podcast, so this is me, Clive, on the... What day is it?
The 8th of November.
Clive, the 8th of November. Yeah, I'm going to Athens. There you go. It's in the public domain.
You're going to Athens.
I'm going to Athens.
What more could you say? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You committed yourself.
Yes.
To misery.
Well, it's 90 minutes of misery separated by 4 or 5 days of really good company, beer and everything else.
Right, Clive, you and I and a certain gentleman called Nigel Summers, who is standing to my left, did a podcast at some point in the past in a pub in London.
Did it involve beer?
It did involve beer, didn't it, Nigel?
It was in a series of pubs. And when I listened back to the podcast, I don't remember half of it.
That sounds like all of my podcasts, from my point of view as well. Yeah.
No, I don't remember us talking about half of that stuff the next time I was listening to it.
What, you think I do? But also, Clive, you did a special, match day special from, where was it?
Stoke.
Stoke. And you have with you the gentleman to your right.
Scott.
Scott, welcome back to the pod.
Scott Ward Goodwin. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And his middle name is Ward. I wonder why he's called that.
He was born in a hospital.
Ward number one, yeah.
I've had 47 years of saying no, not hospital ward, as in Peter Ward. And sadly, everyone goes,
nah,
who the bloody hell's Peter Ward?
We prefer hospital wards.
Yeah. So, rainy Stoke to rainy Athens.
Yes, and it is raining.
And it was actually bloody warmer in Stoke than it is tonight.
I know, but it's better than the Winter to Wembley song, isn't it?
It's rainy in Amsterdam.
Oh, yes. Athens is the week. Yeah, we are, yeah.
We're going to Athens.
I've been mixing Athens up with Amsterdam for weeks.
Where to go.
Yeah. I've been calling Amsterdam Athens for weeks. Yeah, now you guys are calling Athens Amsterdam.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It just keeps going around in circles. So, Scott, give us a bit more detail. Your Albion history then. So you are
related
to this man to your left.
So Clive's a main business partner.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I'm Scott Ward Goodwin because my dad was a fireman at Hove Fire Station many, many moons ago. And back then, Peter Ward used to, after every game, sneak along to Hove Fire Station and play snooker. My dad was a fire officer and used to let him in.
Oh, I love this.
So he used to play snooker with Peter Ward.
Yeah.
And then basically every steward at the Golston Ground was a Hove fireman, basically. Yeah. So my dad got involved in basically being in charge of the rota for the stewards. And I used to literally go to every home game.
Yeah.
And bizarrely, because he was sort of the rota, he used to stand by the tunnel, and I was so small, he used to bloody sit on the Brighton bench. Imagine that happening now.
Well, like Nigel Clough next to Brian.
Yeah, well, I used to watch them coming out of the tunnel and everything.
Can you imagine Matoma going down playing snooker after game?
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of quick frames, you know. A bit of safety play, you know, he doesn't want to screw himself over.
But even more bizarrely, so I've recently connected with Peter Ward's wife, who does these social...
Which is Jackie, isn't it?
Yeah, Jackie, yeah. Does, I think the group's called I Think He Scored.
Yeah, he shot his score.
And by chance, I recorded something at the semi-final, and she contacted me and said, could you make your video public so I can share it on my page?
Oh, okay.
I'm Jacqueline Ward, Peter Ward. So I messaged back and said, oh, blah. Anyway, cutting a long story short, Peter Ward then started chatting to Dad again over my messenger.
Nice, that's nice.
And, so he's over in the States.
Fantastic.
And I think he's agreed to meet up with Soul Seagulls over London. I think he's doing an after dinner or night at the pub. And
nice.
Bizarrely, yeah, we're chatting with the Ward.
He's brilliant. Yeah. He's brilliant, Peter Ward. Yeah, we met him on the pod. He's a lovely guy. Lovely guy, yeah.
And he still plays for a...
despite his doctor telling him he shouldn't.
I think he still plays in the States for
for a team, doesn't he?
For a five-a-side soccer team, as he now
apparently
calls
his knees are shot, but he still plays.
His
knees are shot. He must be Peter Ward.
He can still finish from the halfway line because it saves him running, apparently.
Exactly.
But yeah, so Clive leads me astray. I just told where I'm going next week. By the way, I've got us tickets. We're going to, we're going to Ajax, we're going to Athens, we're going to Marseille, and I just nod and blame Clive and say,
I'd tag along with that, to be honest. If someone said that to me, yeah, absolutely.
It's my excuse, my wife. So exactly, Clive hasn't asked me, he's going to book me tickets.
But likewise, it's in the public domain, you're going to Athens, you read it.
I love this public domain thing. Like you're qualified. Oh, it's fine now. Yeah, no, no one, they're not listening to this, are they?
No.
But you're saying, oh, it's in the public domain.
Yeah, I publicly stated that where I'm going
to
be.
They could hear it if they wanted to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they gave a shit about football podcasts, of which, of course, they've got absolutely no interest.
And I always share the link and said, oh, I'm on this. And my lad always listens to it and says, oh, well done, you know. And, I hear you're going to Athens, Dad, you know. But
my wife goes, oh, God, another podcast. What are you wittering on about now?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But we're in Amsterdam watching Ajax.
I know. This is surreal, isn't it? It's surreal when it's fucking sensational.
What I find most bizarre of this evening from the chats with the locals is they're dreading playing us.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, can you imagine?
I'm not saying I'm overconfident because they've had a bit of resurgence, but
regardless of that.
Yeah. The fact they're not overwhelmingly.
A few years ago, can you imagine going to.
I'd pay to watch you get stuff 5-0. Yeah.
No.
That's the most.
Cheers.
Eye-opening thing this evening, the fact that we're talking to Ajax fans who are going, oh, I'm not confident about playing Brighton tomorrow.
Yeah.
That is, when you sort of take a step back, that is quite unbelievable.
Yeah. And in the grander scheme of things, when the dust has settled and when years have gone by, the record will show we had a 2-0 win at home to Ajax, it should have been more, and we might have in the records, maybe, a draw or even a win here. That's going to look great in the future, isn't it? Whatever happens.
Well, if I sat there, like, should I go to Marseille or not? I could afford it. I could get the time off work. I just had to go.
What was it like? What do you think of it?
It's amazing. Probably one of the best football experiences of my life.
Apparently it's insane noise.
The atmosphere. I mean, it's one of those, you've got to go. You know, and it's actually inspired me to go to more European football and just watch other teams play and just soak up the atmosphere. I regret things I've not done, not the things I have done. And going to Marseille, I certainly do not regret. It was amazing.
Superb stuff. Nigel, over to you, sir. So, you are chairman, it's chairman, isn't it, of the Brighton and Hove Albion Supporters Club.
Sounds terribly official, doesn't it? Now, since the first game against Ajax, I've made friends with a guy called Zonda there, who's like in their supporters club and does much more than we do, you know, publishes a magazine, does a two-a-day videos on YouTube.
He doesn't chat a load of crap on a podcast like me, does he?
Well, no, that is a bit dissimilar. But I was talking to him this week after they won 4-1 on Sunday and won during the week, and he said, don't be mistaken, he said, we're no good. You know, Chubb Rapcon scored 2 in the 94th or 96th minute or something. And he said the opposition were rubbish and we're not good. So I think we're right to be cautious because we were so confident against Athens at home and it went pear-shaped, didn't it? And they were saying like 14-1 Athens were.
Yeah.
Another bet I missed out on.
Yeah.
And we're favourites tomorrow, but whilst we've got to be cautious, we also need to be confident because we're better than them.
Yep. Very quickly on the matter of you sir. First of all, you might see this man monitoring the queue going into the shop on match days. If that is that guy, it's the guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
Amiable, very smiley, very welcoming guy, aren't he?
The guy with the Jobsworth on the door.
Jobsworth on the door. I didn't want to say it.
I particularly like it when it's raining. Make you all stand out.
Stop him coming in. Yeah.
I'd always recommend. He likes a little shoulder rub. I always walk up behind, start rubbing his shoulders.
He lets you in. Yeah.
See if he guess who it is.
Also, you've got a Roberto Di Zerbi Moretti T-shirt on. I don't have that colour. I've got the beige one. Not with me tonight. I'm wearing the fishy top.
Does your wife know that
took me 85 million years to get. Yeah, she doesn't know about it, no.
But it's now in the public domain.
And in case you're wondering if you stitched me up, she doesn't listen to the podcast.
It smells. Is it freshly washed?
It's freshly washed, yeah. It does smell very strong.
It was hand washed,
yeah. Funnily enough, yeah.
When was the last time you ever hand washed anything?
That was the only time I've ever hand washed anything. But you've got the other Roberto Di Zerbi Moretti T-shirt, which is fantastic.
Yeah, well, I made contact with the guy who produces them, because I don't think he advertises them well
enough. He's a young fella, isn't he?
No, he's an old fella. He's a pensioner.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, there's a young guy came up to me and...
Oh, a young guy came up to you, yeah, go
he
on.
He goes, oh, that's my... Oh, I see.
There's a joke there.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Anyway, I got in touch with him. I said, you don't advertise them well enough. So we put an advert in the Albion Supporters Club newsletter, and he's given us a shirt for a prize to give away, competition.
Brilliant.
This month, and Cowdy is going to draw the winner when we have him as our guest speaker on the 22nd of November. So it's all good. But
who's the guest speaker and when is it?
It's the 22nd of November. It's a Burgess Hill Constitutional Club, and it's Inigo Calderon. And thank you, Clive.
Oh, fantastic. And just to clarify what you're talking about here, in case anyone hasn't picked it up, this is in relation to which
the Burgess Hill Supporters Club.
There you go.
Burgess Hill? No, Brighton of Albion Supporters Club. On the road in Burgess Hill. This is quite strong, this stuff, isn't it?
I used to love Calderon. So just one thing on the next away game in Athens.
Yep.
Fatboy Slim today announced that he's doing a big DJ set.
Organised today. Alan's bought about 30,000 tickets. He had a confirmation in Greek. He doesn't know what it means or what it said.
So
he reckons he might have fucked it up. He fucked up his own surname on the spelling. We'll talk about that later with Alan. But
if you're going to go to an away game, Athens away, Fatboy Slim, pre-match concert.
That is making me jealous. I won't go to that.
On the beach with your top off. Maybe not in my case.
It's the only one of the gigs that he could get squeezed in because he's out all over the country. I think Superstar in Marseille DJ. he was in America for the home game against Athens. And I'm not going to Athens, I'm sad about that.
There we go. That will be an amazing event though, you're right, Scott.
If you're thinking of saving your pennies and holding out to go to a game, Athens away, Fatboy Slim pre-match concert.
I mean, it sounds good, and I've got to budget my way out of that one. But I'm looking forward to the other Fatboy Slim gig, yet to be announced on a basis that it doesn't exist at all at the moment. It's Dublin for the final.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where? I'm just saying.
To be sure.
If we get to the final in Dublin for the Europa League, sure as fuck, Fatboy Slim's got to be doing an event there. And regardless of whether he does or not, if we're in the final, Evan Ferguson.
Oh.
Can you imagine? The whole of bloody Dublin's going to be supporting us, aren't they?
Yeah, and I will buy you as much Guinness as you can drink, Russell.
Oh, that's grand. That's so grand. It is. on that basis, we'll chink glasses and we should probably finish this. It's going to go on forever otherwise. We've got two more days of this. This is the eve of the game. Clive? Any predictions quickly before we cut off?
Quite confident.
I think we'll beat them.
Yeah, 2-1 win. But based on the feedback today, I've heard from a couple of sources that they're going to go for it. They're going to play attacking.
Perfect.
I think we can rip them apart.
Suits us.
You know, anything but a low block, and we can beat.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm really quietly confident, moving towards super confident. We can fucking embarrass them.
Good.
But yeah, and I don't want to do that actually because I respect them too much as a team, but
just a mild victory.
I'd like to win 2-1 or 2.
Yeah, there we go. I love that. Oh, I do hate a low block. Gives me constipation. Clive and to Scott and Nigel, thanks for joining us. And
up the Albion.
I mean, if that doesn't get a podcast award, I don't know what.
Right, we're in Dead Doctor. We're getting the medicine, aren't we, Simon?
Yeah, we're getting plenty of medicine.
What a great night. What great places to drink. It's been brilliant, hasn't it?
Yeah, and all that you'll recommend. Well, you always seem to find the best bars. All the away games, I don't know how you do it. What is the secret?
Hang on, you said you wanted to leave here earlier. You said you're getting claustrophobic.
It's alcohol-based driven research. I'm absolutely obsessed with finding the best place. This is one of the best places I've ever been for a drink because it's so cosy, isn't it? It's just a picture of the scene. So it's a fairly high-ceilinged but incredibly small footprint bar, isn't it? It's really tiny. There's hardly any room to walk around. It feels like being in Lewis, but with Dutch accents.
Yes,
it's brilliant.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
It's 200 years old or something. Apparently.
Oh, and I love it. It's called De Doctor.
And the dust up there looks like it's 200 years old as well.
Wow, that is incredible. There's an old doctor's medical bag on, presumably that's what that is. And it's got about 30 years of dust on it.
Yeah.
I think that's supposed to be on purpose, I'm not sure. We've also, Simon, Simon, we've got your mate Chris with us as well. Yeah. Tell us about your Albion history, Chris.
Well, I've been here, done it. I go, been out of it for a bit, but I remember the day. I remember the days at Gillingham and everything like that. And I'm here in the Dam, having a good time, thanks to mate Si.
Here in the Dam.
Yeah, here in the Dam. Have Palace ever been there?
Have Palace ever been there? I don't think they have. It's not known as Amsterdam anymore, is it? It's just the Dam, isn't it, Simon?
Yeah, the Dam.
The one thing you've missed in here, the newest thing they have is a doctor's hat from Valentino Rossi. Yeah. And that's even covered with dust.
I haven't seen anything from Doctor Who, though.
Ah, you Doctor Who triple fan people. And I'm talking about you, Rich, if you're listening. Yeah. But Chris, how long have you been a fan, and when did it all start for you?
Last week. There you go. Yeah, rumbled. We got Europe, and I just thought, oh, do you know what? I'll fly Brighton then. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, screw Man United.
I'm hoping that's a joke.
Yeah, it is a joke. Yeah. No, I'm a local lad. I've always supported the team. Not always had the chance to go to all the games, and life's given me the ability to do that, and it's fantastic to see them play the way they do these days. Yeah. I mean, I never could have believed that when I was young, seeing them doing what they're doing these days. And yeah, to be in Amsterdam is a treat. Absolute treat.
Yeah, absolutely. And this just feels like home. Just, it feels like being in a living room somewhere, doesn't it, this place? It's that small. And it's absolutely delightful. I love the landlord. I love the beers. I love the dusty doctor's bag hanging from a sort of like a chandelier type lampy thing. That's all a bit weird, but I quite like it. I love it. Bit of jazz music going on in the background, Ray.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say Ray, that sounds like a jazzy name, doesn't it, Ray? Ray, you are the father.
It's Dave.
Dave, yes, Dave. Let's call you Dave. Or Chris. Everyone's called Chris in Amsterdam. Yeah,
we're all Chris.
Ray, you are the father of Simon, and indeed Rich, who's also been on the podcast.
And
Chris, not the one we just spoke to, but another one who is your other son, who's not been on the podcast.
But now you've revealed that, they're going to all be after me now, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And we said we weren't going to get you on. You said you wouldn't chat. You've already started, so you might as well carry on. So when did it all start, then? When did it all start, Dave / Chris / real name Ray?
A long time ago.
How long were you talking?
A long time ago.
In the Galaxy 4.
Yeah. Probably in the promotion. Yeah, in the 60s.
Was Harrison Ford on the scene?
Yeah, I went to a couple of games, a few games in the 60s.
Mm. 60s,
it really kicked off after the World Cup win, of course, and that was then every week.
Yeah.
Always going. My sister.
The World Cup, when West Ham won the World Cup, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, my cousin went, dragged my sister along. I got dragged along.
Yeah.
And
the rest is history.
The rest is history, yeah. And then even my mum got dragged along after that. And then eventually, obviously, the kids came along and they got dragged along, so.
Yeah. And I've seen you over various different moments, various different phases through Simon and Rich, who I've known for a number of years. I met you through them.
Yeah.
And we've been through some ups and downs, even in that period, which is only probably spanning 10, 11, 12 years, something like that.
Yeah,
and yet, how we've escalated is incredible, isn't it?
Fantastic.
It's got to be the best football you've ever seen, surely.
It is. It is, yeah. I'm laughing at them because they're looking at me laughing. Depp wasn't going to say a word.
Wistful looks. That Man City game last season is the best football I've ever seen the Albion play. One all draw. We didn't even win the game. But it was against the best team in the world on top of their game. Would you agree with that?
I would. Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that first half was just insanely good. It was insane.
Yeah.
Short of the World Cup final, I think that's the best football I've seen in the last few years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's European experience has come from that, hasn't it?
Yeah,
and
that's the measure of where we got to. Yeah. Here we are in Europa. Yeah. We've obviously got our first win, so we've got 4 points out of a possible nine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do we go from here? Do you reckon we're qualifying? How do you think it's all going to go?
I've got no idea. None of us have we? But we're in with a chance.
Exactly. Tomorrow's game, tomorrow as we speak, we're talking on Wednesday night. I'm going 2-1 win. I think I was confident we could win. Yeah. I'm a lot more nervous after their resurgence. New manager coming in. They've had a couple of wins back to back. 4-1 the last game. That does make us a bit nervous. But I've got to say, they were so poor at the Amex that I feel confident that if we're on our game, we can still win the game. Would you go along with that, or do you think it's a different matter?
I had this discussion with Simon earlier, and he thought they were really poor.
Yeah.
And I had a different opinion. I thought, although we won fairly comfortably,
yeah,
I thought in periods during the game, they looked like it could be a threat. So I wasn't taking the game
for granted.
They
passed around all right, didn't they? They passed around all right. From the back, ironically.
Yeah. So, and being on home turf as it is. So, I think we got an opportunity to win.
Yeah.
And we could win, certainly. And I'm reasonably optimistic, but I don't think it'll be a walkover.
No, I don't either. I think it's going to be a tough game. Yeah. Chris, what's your thoughts on the game in terms of the likelihood of a result? What do you think the outcome might be?
Well, I'd take a draw. I'd definitely take a draw. But a loss would be a bit of a sucker punch, I think. I think it feels like an opportunity, and we kind of want to set ourselves up ahead of the last two games. So draw or win. Hopefully they play out from the back, they kind of go up against us, and then I'm really confident we can hit them on the counter-attack. So they weren't like that at the Amex at all. They were very much like everyone behind the ball. There was a bit of quality there, but maybe we'll see a different team. But draw would be great, win would be incredible, just avoid a loss, I think.
Yeah. And Si?
They're rubbish and we'll win.
Okay, scoreline?
2-1.
Oh, same as me then. Yeah, 2-1. I'll take that.
We're not going to concede a goal. It's not like we're going to concede a goal.
We never concede a goal, do we?
No.
I mean, yeah, I've known you for...
You're optimistic. I thought you were going to say 2-0.
No, we always concede. I tell you what, though,
right? I go, we've had Dunkey, haven't we? I go, like, he's hit the wall, he's been over the bar, he's hit the crossbar. Then against Everton, on target, decent save. I reckon it's the time, isn't it? It's time for a Dunkey free kick. Top corner.
Ooh, you've heard it here first, folks. I'm with you, Ray / Dave / Chris / Ray. I think we could do it. I think we could do it. But we don't want to get too cocky about it. But I reckon we're going to win 2-1 as well.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, enjoy the rest of the evening in this ridiculously cosy and lovely pub.
Yeah.
I want to stay in forever. Do you want to stay in there forever, Si?
No, we're heading now. We're going to find somewhere else.
Fair enough.
It's a bit dusty, isn't it?
Dusty, yeah. Okay, it's fair enough.
It's warm up for Athens. Look at that dust. It's ridiculous.
It's a lot of dust, yeah. To be fair, that's vacating the only table here, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah,
I can sit down now at long last.
Yeah,
fantastic. Boys, I will speak to you maybe tomorrow on match day. Let's see. In the meantime, up the Albion. Okay.
I met Gerard in 1998 when Brighton didn't even have a ground. And in order to attract Gerard, I had to really pretend I was interested in Brighton, which meant going to Gillingham every other weekend.
This is possibly the greatest anecdote I've ever heard about the
I mean, you know, that was
in
love,
order
that
to
was
attract
love,
Gerard.
Going to Gillingham, yeah.
Gerard, who we had on in the Man City podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Indeed, we did, yes.
Hello, Gerard.
Hello again, Russell.
We've been just listening to your lovely, lovely lady, Belinda, talking about romance.
I can't deny any of the issues because there are too many witnesses.
It was the most romantic gesture, wasn't it? Taking
I believe it was Hartlepool, actually, the first game.
And my first
3-2 to Brighton.
You know how
Rod Thomas hat trap.
It was so wet, do you remember?
Yes.
Hartlepool used to cut, they came and they kind of
belly flipped on the.
Yes, they did.
So, what sort of emotions did you go through there, Belinda? You must have thought,
I was
what the hell am I doing here?
You were hooked for life. That Rod Thomas goal did it. I mean, that was it. That was it, Russell. That was.
So let's put it this way: it didn't put me off you.
No.
Well, that is a firming. Affirming stat, isn't it? Yeah. Now we're in the Doctor pub in Amsterdam,
yes.
And I've got to say, I think this might be my favourite place I've ever been in. I absolutely love it.
So
the music,
what,
the cosiness, the company as well.
What,
okay,
well,
that's,
obviously.
That's temporary,
that's
of course.
That's more Brighton. There's more Dutch people here.
What makes it so special for you, Russell?
Actually, we did chat to some Dutch people, and it was lovely. It was nice. But in the end, it comes down to cosiness, quality of beers
and the ambiance
and the propensity to accept generic shit chat, as my wife would call it.
Yes.
Which is what we're doing now. And I love that.
It's so great. What's your forecast for tomorrow then?
I think we're going to win 2-1. Belinda, what do you think? Do you think we're going to win 2-1?
Do you know, I think you're probably right, because you smashed it last time. Do tell me you won last time.
Smashed it? We absolutely walked it, didn't we? Didn't we, Gerard?
2-0.
Yeah, but the trouble is with Brighton is they can get a bit over... confident, can't they? And then that's when the rot sets in.
Well, exactly.
Conceded a few too many, which is a bit worrying, which is why I think you might be right. It might be.
We concede on a massive scale, don't we?
Every single week.
No, but who is injured at the moment? Who can't play?
Everyone.
Everyone.
I've got a lot of injuries, but
they'll do well.
We'll be all right. We'll win.
Well, see how it goes. I've got to say, I'm absolutely delighted to be here in Amsterdam. Amsterdam? I think it's fantastic. Amsterdam.
With Steve McLaren.
With Steve McLaren. Martiner. Champions League.
My mother used to teach Steve McLaren.
Yeah, she did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us more about that.
He was a pupil of my mother's at a school in York. And she was an English teacher.
I don't want to laugh too much because Simon Mayo's mum tried to teach me French. That didn't go down too well either.
Well, so what did your mum teach Steve McLaren?
English.
Yeah. That didn't work very well then, did it?
She didn't teach him Dutch, no. She taught him a bit of English.
Oh, let's twist it round. Here we got. Clive, we got Alan, and we got Scott.
Scott again, yes.
Right, a few hours in, we're absolutely hammered, aren't we?
Let's admit it.
Scott, you've had a few.
I've had a few beverages, a few lemonades, yes.
Yeah, that's very admirable of you to admit that. Has that changed your opinion of tomorrow's game? Have you gone from, we might sneak a 2-1 to, we're going to win 8-0?
I'm wearing a Brighton tracksuit shop, and I've been had a bit of grief from some youngsters who say that they're going to hammer us tomorrow.
Oh, no, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, they've screwed themselves over there, haven't they?
So, I've arranged to meet them tomorrow after the game. Or not.
I don't think you have.
Result.
You think you have, but you haven't.
But no, of course we're going to win tomorrow.
2-1? 2-1. 2-1. It's got to be 2-1.
I'm going to go 2-0 tomorrow.
2-0. 5?
Whatever I said earlier, I'm sticking with that.
Yeah. Alan, 2-1.
I think it's going to be 3-1 to the Albion.
I love that. And can I just say, Der Doktor is the greatest pub in European history, isn't it?
What's amazing is that we're actually playing the jazz music at the moment.
Yeah.
I've just come off the guitar just to talk to you now. I'll be going back on those in a minute. And Andy's on the drums.
Andy's on drums.
Wedge is on the bass.
And I'm on the chitter chatter. Clive, anything more to add to that? No, he's saxophoning the shit out of the evening.
Ian's on the pinko, on the oboe.
Yes! I fucking love Amsterdam! So we've had an absolutely fantastic time in Ajax, and I am now sitting in what I regard as one of my favourite bars I've ever been into. Anywhere in Europe, anywhere in the world, it's cosy, it's relaxed, it's tiny, and they serve good beer. That's all you want, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. You have to be in, have a cosy time, feel relaxed, and then we have a lot of people who talk with each other. Nobody is sitting on his phone. Everybody has a proper talk with each other. It is nice and cosy.
Let me introduce you. So, give me your name and talk about this place. It's the Doctor, isn't it?
The name of the place. It's called The Doctor. It's founded in 1798. Yeah. My name is Henny. I work here for 30 years now.
Yeah.
And before that, my parents-in-law worked here 40 years. The bar is from 1798, and the woman who is sitting next to you is my wife and the seventh generation of the family.
Oh, wow.
Since 1798.
Brilliant. We'll have to get her on in a moment to have a quick chat as well. So you're here receiving Brighton fans.
Yes.
I hope you haven't been too obnoxious.
No. And you have to age to be cozy and friendly and so on. And you drink in a proper way.
Yeah, yeah.
And you drink to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that not to have as much drink as possible.
Yeah.
And that's where the bar is made for.
Yeah, that's exactly what we are. We are people that will drink ridiculous amounts, but we will know our limits. Our limits are horrendously high. That's the problem. For us, from a health point of view.
And I heard from friends from me who were in Brighton to watch the game Brighton against Ajax, where we lost.
Yeah.
That it was a very pleasant time to be there. The people were friendly. There were no aggressive fans. And everybody had lots of fun. And we know at the moment Ajax is not in the best condition because we had a manager who bought the wrong people. But now they are coming up. The last two games in the competition we won. So beware of tomorrow.
Yes, I know. There's a rising sense of resurgence about this team. So I'm a bit worried. I've got to say I'm a bit worried about this game now.
But all the same, you will have also a very friendly people in the stadium, and you will see that it will be a very good game.
Yeah.
And I can only say that the best may win.
I think that's very good words. I love that. I love it. And just on this place, so I love it. The Doctor, it's a great place.
Yes.
Just to paint the scene, high ceilings, but a tiny place in terms of
And you saw the
footprint.
Decoration is all by medical instruments and so on.
And we've got, just to our left here, we've got a medical bag that looks like it's got about 200 years of dust on it.
It's an old doctor's bag. and it is like this. In 1798, this bar was founded by a medicine of a medieval hospital nearby.
Yeah.
And this was the meeting place of the doctors and the medical students of the university. And so it became a bar.
I love that. I love these stories. That's just what you want to hear.
And the nice thing of the bars, the old brown bars in Amsterdam, is that they are all in family position.
Yeah.
So the people are really interested in the people who come in, the customers. So if they ask for a nice restaurant or they ask for some museums, we are always willing to tell them what to do. Because it's our profession. And in a certain way, this is our second living room.
Yeah. I've been chatting to a couple of girls earlier on who are Amsterdamians, if that's a word. I don't know if it's a word or not.
Yeah.
And they said they've not been in here before. They didn't know about it at all. Do you think that's a thing? Do you think it's under the radar, this place?
No. Because we have a lot of regular customers.
Yeah.
About 80% of our people is regular.
Yeah.
And 20% is tourists and visitors of big congresses in Amsterdam. And if they are here more in Amsterdam, they know how to find us. And then you hear a lot of English, German or French.
Yeah.
But there are all people who were here once before.
Yeah.
There are not many newcomers. You are now the newcomers.
Yes, we are. We are the newcomers.
But next year we will meet again in the Champions League.
Let's hope so.
And the first thing you will say, I go to the doctor.
I'm totally coming back here. If I come back to Amsterdam, this is the first place I come. Anyone listening, the doctor, if you want just a good ale, a good drink, a good general drink, whatever you like, you've got it. You've got whiskies we're talking about as well.
Yes, we have wines, several white and red wines, and we have a lot of beers. Yeah. We have two beers on draft because it is a very old beer pump who can't have more than two beers together.
I love that, though. But, I love that.
But further on, we have a lot of bottle beers.
Yeah.
So the choice is good for our small pub.
Brilliant. I love it. Fantastic speaking to you. All the best.
All the best.
All the best for the season.
And after, for the second time, that the best may win tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And so to match day, and I've got a little bit of a sore head for some bizarre reason. I can't imagine why. Couldn't have been all the beers, including quite a few strong ones that I had on the train, on the Eurostar, or indeed all the beers I had when we went to Beer Temple, Beer Fabrique, where we met all the Seagulls Over London lot, or indeed onto Der Doktor, the lovely cosy pub I kept talking about and waxing lyrical about on last night's part of the pod. But we had a fantastic time. I wouldn't have had it any other way. Here we are on match day, having a bit of a steady start. We're going to be probably just going to grab a bit of lunch, possibly, then going on to have a this live event with AD. AD's organised with somebody who's setting up a comedy thing over in Amsterdam, English language comedy club venue. He's collaborating with him. Something to do with away fans going away to Amsterdam. So Albion Roar are involved in that. We're going to that event. That's on between 1 and 3. That's the first appointment of the day. And then we'll be meeting up for some beers and going off to the ground. Can't wait for this momentous occasion. So here we go. Match day.
Andy, on the way to the ground. And this is great fun, isn't it? We're on the train out of Central Station, going to the local stop. We had a load of Brighton fans making a load of noise. And yet now, out of nowhere, a load of
jumping up and down on the
train. They've got on a stop just now. And it's all getting lively, yeah. In a good way.
Jumping up and down the train, good natured.
We're yet to catch the new Ansu Fati song.
Yeah.
But apart from that...
Deserve gets an honorary mention in that as well.
We don't know, at the point we're talking, we don't know the teams, but how are you feeling for today?
Well, I think 3-1. Still think 3-1. They're going to come at us and we're going to hit them.
I'm going to go 2-1.
Yeah, we're not going to get a clean sheet, that's for sure.
Of course we're not going to get a clean sheet.
Nah.
As sure as night follows day, Andy.
Yeah. I'm feeling confident, though, we're going to score goals tonight.
I think we will, yeah.
Because they're coming at us.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
I feel even more confident if we get the first goal.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a bit of a day. I've only just livened up myself after one of the most epic Premier League hangovers of all time, which is not really surprising given my consumption yesterday.
About 12, 13-hour stint, wasn't it?
I mean, I've only just overtaken
you. Under about 6 or 7%.
I've only just overtaken you today, haven't I?
And I've only had one beer.
This is great anyway. I love the atmosphere. Yeah. Good bit of banter on the train. Fantastic stuff.
Brighton fans everywhere.
We are with Alan as well, but Alan's sitting down, bless him. Yeah. He needs
to
sit down.
He wants to be in cook
meantime. Yeah, he's going in the home end. Yeah. And,
he's worried he'll be fingered.
Well, you can always worry about that. It could happen. Feasible. Anyway, let's see how we go. So the train journey continues, still making our way towards the stadium. Alan, well, I've come to join you over your side, but you're sitting down. You rested your little legs all right now?
Oh yeah, I've done so much bloody walking the last few hours. It's just
the one thing is, it's been a rainy day here, but we've almost avoided all the rain somehow. It's been quite spectacular timing.
Yeah, but
not
it's,
too bad.
It's great though. We're on the train, and it's like going to Falmer, isn't it? From Brighton Station, but. There's quite a good atmosphere on the train.
It's great.
Fans and
brilliant.
Fans,
yeah.
So
Yeah, we're just wondering when we're going to see David next after he forgot his ticket.
David, who missed the Marseille game due to a freak scenario. Someone killed himself in front of a train on the way to Marseille from Toulouse, where he was staying, and he ended up, he missed it. It was hours and hours of delay, missed the game, had to watch it in a hotel near the stadium where he was staying. And he's with us, he's been with us for 24 hours or more. And guess who forgot their ticket at the hotel? He's had to rush back to get it. He'll probably make it, I'm sure he'll
probably
be fine.
Make it, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We've got plenty of time. We left with lots of time to spare. But to be on the safe side, we didn't risk joining him in that one. Yeah. He's a bit cursed, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So we're waiting to see what the team sheet's like. It'll be interesting to see whether he plays Fatty.
Yeah.
Starts with him up front.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's going to play midfield. I mean, obviously, Gross is going to be first on the team sheet if he plays. Yeah. And we'll see who's part of him, really.
Well, Fatness has featured. Fatness has featured. I'm not speaking of myself, of course, here. Not in any way at all, but Fatty may feature as well. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
This is great, though. Let's get a bit more of this atmosphere. Yeah. It's great. I like this tune. We need to reword this. It's brilliant. It has been predominantly Albion singing until the stuff we've been recording, actually.
Yeah, well,
probably
giving them misrepresenting.
Yeah. They're jumping up and down as well. It's brilliant. It's great. Fantastic.
They're still pretty friendly at the moment, so fine.
It's going to be even better atmosphere when we get to the station with all this lot, isn't it?
Oh, unbelievable, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. And I can't remember if I got your prediction when we were chatting on yesterday's part of the audio, but what do you think?
Well, I was drunk together late, really after last time, I think, on the train, but I said 3-1.
3-1, that's what Andy's just said as well, Andy Bravery.
It's so difficult to predict a game like this. I mean, I think Ajax.
All you can predict is goals, that's what you can predict.
Ajax have improved, but they're going to come out more, which might suit us anyway.
They suited the second half, didn't they, actually, last time?
Yeah, but then again, if they come out, then they could actually score, so you just don't know.
We had a good day. We had a good time, didn't we? We had quite a lot to drink. A skinful would be a little bit of an understatement yesterday, particularly in my case. But it's been a great time, great visit. Been to Amsterdam before, but loving it even more this time round.
Oh, it's funny. I mean, there's so many people, so many Albion fans. I mean, it's great to kind of see.
Absolutely riddled with Albion all over the city.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great to go around, around the city, and you're seeing people that you kind of see at the different away games or at the Amex or in the concourse back in the West Stand.
Isn't it brilliant?
Yeah, you just see those familiar faces. Maybe you don't actually know them in person, but
and we walked across the water, one of the big bodies of water in the central area, to go to a British comedy venue. I think it was an English comedy club where A.D. Packham, from our good friend from Albion Roar, was organising an event with an English lad, Spurs fan, but he's organising events over there.
Yeah,
and he compared it. A.D. was in the second part of it, and he had some pre-recorded Zoom audio with. Or Zoom chats with Brian Horton, Dale Stevens, Kerry Mayo, Adam Virgo, and I've missed one. Who's the other one?
Kerry Mayo.
I've got it. Anyway, the point is there's a few of those. We had Stephen Grant, the Albion supporting comedian, was there as well.
Yeah, he was good.
That was a good event to warm us up. Yeah. It's really good. Yeah, I think we're getting off here, aren't we? Or
looks like it.
No, that's. Oh yeah. We seem to be. I think we're staying on here, aren't we? A load of people have just got off, which is slightly unnerving. Loads of ours have got off here. Maybe we should get off. Where are we? Yeah, I think we have.
We've got before the stadium. Some are getting off here, some are staying on.
So, Andy, we've just jumped off at the designated station after nearly not getting off. Alan's jumped back on to go with the Dutch fans because he's in the home end.
So am I.
Anyway.
I think this is close to the away end.
So next up on the list, I have former chairman of Seagulls Over London, Roger Bevan. How are you, sir?
Hello, Ruff. Well, very good, thanks. But for me, it's been very much an umbrella trip so far.
Yep.
In fact, trip is the word, because last night in that just dreadful rain, had my umbrella up, tripped, broke the umbrella.
Oh, no.
Got even wetter. And then, of course, just along with Peter Marsh and a few others, we've had to throw our umbrella in the waste thing just coming in, not allowed in the stadium. Really annoying.
I was with Peter earlier and I was wondering if that would be allowed or not.
Yeah.
And And now we know the answer to that one. Oh, that's annoying. Particularly with another journey back to the station to come. And, well, and beyond, obviously, yeah. But, oh, fantastic. Oh, it's been a good trip, hasn't it? When did you arrive?
We arrived on the Eurostar late afternoon yesterday, yeah.
Of course you did, yeah. I saw you at the... I saw you at the station.
The hotel's right next to the stadium here. Yeah. Unfortunately, the entrance that we go in, they wouldn't let us go in that one. We have to walk all the way around the street, which is a bit annoying.
Which is what people that didn't get off one station in time and went to the next one had to do as well. Yes. I know you didn't have to do that, but the same experience. And, well, at least you had the umbrella at that point.
Yeah. I'm just hoping when we get off all these steps, we'd be able to see well enough what's going on.
Yes. Well, it's getting noisy, so we'd better break it off. But great to see you, Roger.
Yeah, you too,
and what do you think for the score, quickly?
I think 2-2.
Two all. Okay, cheers. Half time at the Amsterdam Arena, Ajax Arena, whatever it's called, and we're winning. We're winning, David. We're 1-0 up.
We are winning, and a nice, coolly taken goal from Fati. Very nice.
Fantastic, wasn't it? A poor defensive mistake. I mean, they just gave the ball away.
Yeah.
I've forgotten who it was actually that picked it up and laid it straight into Fati. So I don't know who got the assist. We'll find out later. But just brushed it in the corner. Nice and easy. And they made one or two other defensive errors that look pretty questionable. They look maybe slightly better than last time we played them, but not by much.
Yeah, no, they're more adventurous, obviously, playing at home. But I think Dunk and Van Hecker are dealing pretty well with them at the moment. So,
yeah.
Just we're slightly vulnerable on the flanks. Pascal maybe needs a bit of support at left back.
Yeah, absolutely. And you decided to have a little bit of a drama again, didn't you? Having missed the Marseille game.
I did.
You tried your best to miss this as well.
Our metro train broke down. We were still a few stations away from the stadium. But luckily they laid on a replacement. But I was getting a bit nervous after my experience in Marseille.
Yes, exactly. And you left your ticket behind at the hotel, which is only a minor delay. But
I was hoping you wouldn't mention that, Russell.
I noticed you were skillfully avoiding it, so I skillfully got it back on track. I mean, that was only a small delay, but it did mean you went on that train that caused and had the breakdown. So
It
indirectly caused the problem. However, you know, you're here. You've made it.
I've made it. I've finally made it to see the Albion play in Europe.
Fantastic. In a competitive game.
Yeah.
And we're leading away from home in a competitive game in Europe for the first time, 1-0. How have you found the arena? It's pretty nice.
Oh, you're lovely. Lovely stadium. Fantastic. Yeah, quite a lot of gaps in the home support, though. It's quite surprising, really. Empty seats opposite us. Very impressive stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic stuff. Let's hope we can keep this. Well, in fact, we've improved this, but at least keep what we've got minimum. Yeah,
I think we need to get another goal, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they'll obviously come at us in the second half with all guns blazing, I would imagine.
And the best chance we've got of getting at least the one more win that we definitely do need, possibly more, you're not going to get a better chance than the game you're already 1-0 up in versus games yet to be played. I'd rather get the job done, get some points on the board, get up to, what would that be, 7, which would put us in an incredibly strong position for progressing into a further stage of Europe.
Yeah.
Hopefully, a very good chance of that being the Europa League as well.
Yeah, no, I think... If we can hold on to this, it puts us in pole position, really, doesn't it? I'm so pleased to see Fati coming into his own. I know some fans have questioned him, but you know, even when he wasn't fully up to speed, you could see the touches of class, and it showed again today. You know, another really well taken goal after his goal at the Amex against them.
Yeah, it's a very good general approach play. It was pretty good, and one delightful back heel flick behind him to progress a move as well, which is super.
Lovely bit of skill. Yeah,
flourishes.
Yeah. Made in Barcelona, I think that one.
Definitely. And there's a new song for him. Still yet to get the words, although I think it's. Came for Barca to play in blue and white, I think, are the first two lines of it. But anyway, we'll get to the bottom of that later on.
He's certainly
a candidate for man of the match so far. Van Hecker maybe looking quite imperious now at the back. Along with Dunkey, of course.
Yeah.
Who's put a couple of brilliant long-range passes in. We'll see who wins that award later on.
Yeah, I just saw a couple of times in the first half Adingra was really free on the right, and maybe they should have tried to find him earlier, but it looked like he was getting some joy later on in the half, taking on his man there. So it's promising.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. On to the second half. Here we go. They're coming out for the second half music, traditional here at the Ajax of Amsterdam Arena. Three Little Birds. I love about this, don't they? Everything is not going to be all right. Well, it will eventually.
We hope not for them.
Yeah, not today. Not today.
It'll be all right.
Right, so this morning. We're just hearing Dunk has gone off. I'm trying to work out who's on for him. I can't see. It's... It's Igor. It's just come out. Yeah, Igor's on for Dunk. It's just come out. Hope that's nothing serious. He went down injured fairly late in the first half, didn't he, David?
Yeah.
No idea what it was. A couple of minutes treatment, came back up, and then he's been replaced. Hopefully it's precautionary. Here we go then, second half. 2-0, Dave, 2-0. What a finish as well. Siman Adingra going down the wing.
Beautiful finish. What a lovely finish.
We opened up the space, passed it around him. It was all lovely. Left him a bit of room. He's on the right-hand side. Boom, just popped it away. Just a minute or two after some great skill from João Pedro. Made space for himself, and he nearly scored then as well. On the break, here we go, David. 2-0 up. Break it through, Fat.
Oh, we're in it. Mitro, Ferguson.
He should have played it to Ferguson. Fergie's come on for Fatty as a sub, and Estupinian's on as well. Mitro, breaking in the inside left channel, had a shot, should have played it to Fergie. But still 2-0. Two balls on the pitch as well, which is interesting. David, the final few seconds of 4 minutes of stoppage time, second half. 2-0 still. The only problem today, a lot of injuries. Dunk went off. Various others. But we've won. We've done the double over Ajax. 2-0, both games. Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, sorry, mate.
What do you think about that, then?
Oh, great, great stuff. I got a bit nervous when we lost control of the ball for a little while, but we seemed to get it back, and concerning the injuries, I think we coped really well.
Yeah, fantastic though, fantastic.
What a song.
And we now have returned to the central area of Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
We're in Dirty O'Neill's, aren't we? I think that's right.
Something like that.
Irish bar, but it's a cracking little environment in here. And we're on a fucking party, aren't we, Duncan? We've got it. We've done the double over Ajax.
Fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Second 2-0 with 4-0 aggregate. It is incredible. We have just beaten these amazing champions. 2-0 again. We were the better side.
Yeah.
We deservedly
beaten. Amazing ex-champions, we should emphasise. And a pale shadow in the form of ourselves. But that's not going to show up in the record books.
We don't give a shit.
We don't give a shit about that. We've beaten royalty. We've beaten the we've beaten a name tonight. A real name. Four European titles.
Yeah.
some of the guys on the train were singing Champions of Europe, you'll never sing that. So obviously we do our usual. Champions of Sussex, you'll never sing
that.
They were tuneless buffoons, to be honest. It was all good-natured. There has been some issues, which I've been hearing about.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, by and large, Hardy Town. Have you enjoyed your stay so far?
It's been incredible. I've lost my voice. I cried when the second goal went in. And I looked at Wedge, and he had tears in his eyes too.
Yeah,
it was just
a bit of grit, I'm sure.
There must be a little bit of something. It was utterly incredible. Our journey is amazing.
Yeah,
you know,
where we've come from,
where we come from, to where we are now. So, not really going to talk about the match, but just our progression from when I started following the Albion back in '79. To where we are now is utterly incredible.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, my kids only know Gus Poyet era of Withdean, and from then on, you know, the rise, the up and the rise. And thank you, Tony Bloom, and thank you, Dick Knight. But it is incredible.
It really is.
We have just to be here, to be Ajax twice. He's just incredible. I can't say anything more. It is just amazing.
And to paint the scene, I mean, yesterday I went to a comedy event, 1 Till 3, which Albie Raw put on with some guys who were setting up a comedy club. And Stephen Grant was there, and he was saying pretty much what you said. And he did a stand-up routine, but then they were doing a chat for Albie Raw. And it was all great, you know, just hearing those words, what you've just said as well, emphasises it. A guy next to me at the stadium was saying he ran into some American tourists on here on holiday, and they're into sport, but not really football or soccer, as they call it. And he said, I can't really explain to you where we've been, what we've done, and how we come to here. You won't get the concept of it.
Yeah.
There's a relegation and bad management and all that stuff.
What a story. I know, one of the greatest days of my life.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And to be here with so many
of
the great mates. And
15, 20 of us in this bar right now.
Yeah, and they're all great mates. I mean, it's just utterly incredible to be here celebrating that with these guys. And shout out to Tim Palmer. I wish you could be here, Tim.
Tim, you've got to do one of these. You've got to do one of these, man.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been talking about him over the last couple of days, and just because, you know, he's a massive part of my Albion heritage.
Oh, man. Let's get pissed.
Yay!
Annie, you're up next. What a night. What a night.
So it's really quite hard to put into words, isn't it, really? I mean, so many guys are getting really emotional. I'm sure a few women were as well. You know, I just could never imagine that we'd ever qualify for Europe. Yeah.
You predicted the win.
That we'd beat Ajax.
You predicted when we got a win. Ian Hart, Arsy, was right behind me. He said 2-0. He got it right.
I just couldn't see us keeping a clean sheet, that's all.
I know. And we've done it twice now.
I bit the woodwork three times, actually.
We kept a clean sheet. It's got to be the song, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Incredible night. What a buzzing atmosphere in here. This is great. What a great trip. I bet you're pleased you come on this one.
Absolutely. I picked the right one.
we had Simon Tipples with us, who people will know, we've been on the pod before. And he's in here with us. And he said, when I came on the pod the other week talking about going to Marseille, I said to you at the time, I feel awkward getting excited about it because I know you weren't there. So he said, I'm really, really pleased you've come to this one. And we certainly picked a bloody good one, didn't we? Because it's our first win away from home in Europe.
Ever.
I don't think it'll be the last,
but
the first ever. And we were here for it. History in the making.
And we deserved it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we mugged them, was it?
No, not at all.
Exactly what I said.
Man of the match? I'm thinking, I don't know. I think Fatty, Van Hecker, Adingra, I think all played well.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's difficult. Fatty Apple.
Verbruggen at the end made a couple of really good saves.
And I think that's the first time I've ever seen a double post hit live. Yeah. I've seen them on TV, but I don't think I've seen that before. So close to scoring against us.
You've got to give Gross some credit. I think he played about three different positions.
Yeah.
Including left back twice.
Yeah, left back. You're out now, you're right. Good. No, you're back in. Sorry.
I think the only slight downside is the injuries, really.
Yeah,
I think the Dunk was back in the England team.
Yep. Yeah. Gossip for him. Well, he's missing
it. Running out of players a little bit.
I know, yeah. But, I mean, it was a superb week, midweek away. And
I mean, as you're aware as well, that I was obviously sitting.
Yeah, you were in the home end.
I was a UEFA guest in the home end. Woo! So actually, but what was really good about that, other than the fact that, well, yeah. But what was really good about that was actually watching you lot celebrate the goals and hearing the song. It was really loud. Really, really loud. We were quite close to you, but really loud, yeah. Yeah.
It was a little bit hard to tell.
We just couldn't really celebrate the goals because when we scored, there was a few Ajax around standing up. You fucking wanker, you this, you fucking... So we thought we'd better not celebrate.
No, probably not. No. Alan was in an entirely different home seat as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he said it was quite rowdy where he was.
Yeah. That's why he's having to sit down, because he had to stand up all game.
He's got a story to tell anyway a little bit later on. I'll get him on the pod. Andy, it's drunk time.
Yep.
Let's get on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
About you now.
About me, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before and you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
We better carry this on. I stopped it, although no, I better carry on. We're coming to a climax, aren't we, Duncan? Are you climaxing in a minute?
I'm climaxing. I'm coming very soon, yes.
I don't know how. And here's the payoff. This is the bit.
Oh, baby. You're the one that saves me.
And after. The dulcet tones of Courtney Gresty. Courtney, are you feeling reasonably cheerful tonight by any chance?
Well, if Athens had scored, I might have been.
Yeah, Marseille winning 1-0 as we speak. Fantastic. What a day, what a night.
What a night, what a day, what a piss up. Ajax are easy.
Yeah.
4-0, thank you very much. I'm going out.
Thank you very much. I'll see you later. We'll sat you down on your asses. And we've got a new Ansu Fati song. What more is there not to like?
Great day.
Ian, quickly to you as well. Are you reasonably happy with today?
No, I'm not here.
You're not here?
I'm not here. I'm not officially here. So you can't put this out. I'm sick.
Oh, are you? You're sick?
I'm not here.
Right.
So, at work, I am sick.
Right. Okay, we might have to edit this bit out then.
Yeah. But fucking hell!
Yes! Hang on a minute. You were on fucking TV. I've seen you.
I'm always on TV. I'm Mr. Celebrity.
I've got to give a shout out to an old mate of ours, Wills. Also known as Le Wills.
Le Wills.
Who is not in the least bit French, but wears a beret.
And his beautiful wife, Lynette.
Yes.
Mate,
you bumped into
them
earlier, didn't you?
Oh,
I bumped into them coming out of the ground. And it's all happening in Athens against Marseille. Anyway, Wills, hello to you if you ever listen to this.
Yes, Wills.
Great to see you. Yes. Not been a long time. Yeah. He's been through the wars. He must be loving this more than anyone. This is a man who really put his heart on the line.
He's put his vital organs on the line.
I mean, he was a man who got himself banned, I think, didn't he, when he was
he's been banned.
That stuff all to do with the Archer days. And
boo, Archer.
Oh, by the way, if you're still alive, Bill Archer, I don't know if you are or not, have a piece of this, you fucker.
I don't wish anyone dead soon, but I wish Archer was dead soon.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's a horrible thing to say, but I'm saying it as well.
Yeah, but we would build a bonfire. Yeah. You would be on top.
Absolutely.
We'll put Bill Archer in the
absolutely
middle.
Absolutely. From Archer
Bellotti
to this. Yeah. Fantastic.
Wills, fantastic.
Yeah.
Lynette, fantastic woman.
Yeah. We'll have to get him on the pod, actually.
If I didn't already have a wife, she would be my wife. Because she's fantastic.
All right, easy now, easy. Right,
yeah.
Let's
yeah
get pissed. Next up is Robin, the old mate Robin. Are you in a reasonably good mood?
It's been all right.
Slightly okay, a bit tearful. Any grit in your eyes? Or ears?
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't cry when my kids were born.
No.
Either of them.
No.
But I was in tears at the final whistle.
Quite right, too. Okay, maybe don't listen to this podcast, Robin's kids. Turn off about 1 minute ago. Oh, yeah. Damn, too late.
Well. It is what it is.
Yeah. It's a fact. If it's a fact, it's a fact. You're not expressing an opinion. You're telling a fact.
It is, yeah.
I mean, I suppose because you knew that was going to happen, whereas with the album... Well, no, you knew we were going to be Ajax because we're fucking brilliant.
But our only two clean sheets of the season.
I know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's 4-0.
4-0 on aggregate. And as we said, we've used this tie. It's turning into a cliche now, but no one's going to remember how shit Ajax were in a few years' time. And they were poor by their standards, no doubt. But the record shows we've got a 100% record from two games against this lot.
We came to Amsterdam and we took the piss.
Yeah, we took the piss. There's some Ajax fans on the train singing Champions of Europe, you'll never sing that. First of all, it's a bit out of tune. And secondly, it was tongue-in-cheek and friendly. It wasn't a dicky, wanky kind of way. It was a friendly way. And then there was this old boy started singing Champions of Sussex, you'll never sing that, the old adage. I thought, brilliant, he was singing it, fantastic. But, well, maybe we will sing that. If we win this tournament, we qualify for next year. Is that possible?
Well, we could win Europa League.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Can we win it? Can we win it?
Why not?
I mean, will we win it? Might we win it?
Will we know? Might we, yes.
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, I'm getting ahead of myself.
But it's possible.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want to get too excited, but I'm too excited.
Yeah.
Liverpool lost. To lose. Ask Liverpool fans.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go through anyway.
They will.
Fantastic stuff. Right, I need another beer. Hey!
Blue and white. He makes sangria. He's fucking dynamite. He loves deserving. Sussex by the sea. His name is Ansu. Ansu Fati.
One more time.
It came from Barca to play in blue and white. Fucking dynamite, he loves deserving. Sussex by the sea, his name is Ansu, and his fancy. Have you ever seen Palace in the Town? Have you ever seen Palace in the Town? Have you ever seen Palace? Ever seen Palace?
Now, it's been 3 or 4 pints since I recorded anybody. Hopefully I'm not slurring, as I quite often do on these podcasts. I've got a very sore throat because I've been singing the new Ansu Fati song, of which I am very well averse now, because we've been singing it for about 20 minutes solid. And this is the first break between, to get a word in edgeways with the man sitting opposite me, recent podcast guest, Mr. Simon Tipple. Welcome back to the pod, Simon. Are you feeling quite joyful by any chance at all?
I can't stop smiling, Russ. This is insane. What is going on? What is going on? We are in Amsterdam. We have won 2-0. Everyone everywhere is Brighton. Everyone is singing about everything. It doesn't seem real. I don't think it's going to feel real for a few days. when it might sink in. And I think I said to you on the pod after the Marseille game, you experience this and you just want more, don't you? You want more and more and more and more. I'm getting greedy. I want a lot more. Like you were just saying before you started recording about you want to win the group now. And don't get me wrong, I'll be very happy if we won the group. But a bit of me just almost wants seconds to have like more games. I want to be able to go somewhere else and win, obviously. But like the more games we can have in Europe, the better, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can pay my travel, I'm quite cool for us finishing second. That'll be all right. Yeah, I don't mind. And also, you very generously said when I first came into this pub tonight, you were already in it. You said you came on the pod before and you were a bit reticent about expressing how excited and delighted you were with Marseille, because you know I haven't been there, which is very nice of you. There's nothing wrong with expressing your delight, to be honest. But you said you were really glad that I was now here experiencing this on the occasion when we happened to now win for the first time away in Europe. And that was a very generous comment. And to be honest with you, those sentiments are very, very warmly felt by me, I have to say. And let's chink glasses over that. Hopefully that sound is suitably loud. Just in case it didn't, let's do it again. I'm loving it. It's amazing that I've still got this pint of Guinness, because we were singing the Ansu Fati song, as I might have just mentioned, and my pint was wobbling like fuck. I had to grab hold of it because the table was rocking. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. We've been in here tonight with a whole load of people. We've had Andy on, we've had Duncan, we've had Ian, we've had Courtney, we've had you, we've had, I think we've had David. I'm not sure we had David back on. We've had Brian, the Geordie Brighton fan. Wasn't on audio, but he was in the pub with us, who people may remember has been on before, chatting to his mate Steve, lovely guy. We've got your dad in here, and we've got a cacophony of Chris's in here as well. Your brother Chris, we'll get him on in a minute, and your mate Chris, who was in the home end right near the away end, throwing flags over to all of us. I got a photo of him doing it, and he's in here, and he looks a lot like Andy Bass. So Andy Bass, regular on the show, if you're listening, you have a doppelganger, sort of. And how does that Ansu Fati song go again? Should we finish with that? Because I can't remember how it goes. So Simon, his brother Chris, Simon's mate Chris, are going to remind us how the Ansu Fati song goes one more time, aren't you, boys?
It came from Boston, black and blue and white. He tastes and greener, he's fucking dynamite. He loves the survey and Sussex by the sea. His name is Ansu Fati.
Fantastic, lads. I think we've got it stuck in our heads. If not, just rewind this and you'll soon get it again. And finally, to Simon's dad, Ray. Hello, Ray. I think we did record some stuff yesterday. I can't remember. I was so hammered, to be honest with you.
As well.
Yeah. But I had a hell of a hangover this morning.
Never mind Europa. It was a difficult game, which I was lying.
We won it easily. 2-0 home, 2-0 away, 4-0 on aggregate.
Yeah.
Our only two clean sheets of the season. And
I've done my bit towards the future Albion supporters, haven't I?
Exactly. And we might, you've bred three Albion supporters.
Yeah.
All lads.
Yeah.
Simon and Chris, who we've just heard from. Yeah.
And the middle. When they were young, why couldn't you have followed Man United or something?
Who's laughing now, baby? Man U fans are, aren't they?
Stick with your dad. He knows right.
Exactly.
Where we are now.
Your middle child, Rich, has also been on the pod as well.
Yeah.
Hello to Rich if you're listening. He usually does.
He'd love to have been here. Really
Also, Chris, you've got the Gary Hart boots for the last... Was it the last game at the Wooddy?
Gary Hart's last game at Wooddy. He came over, you were with me. Yeah. We sang his song, and he came over, he gave us his boots. I was meant to give you one, but I never did.
Oh, screw that. You can't split up a good pair of boots.
You can't. They're somewhere in the garage, but treasured item.
I wonder if they smell. I was on the train on the way over and on Eurostar.
And we got Sonko Snud.
Oh, yes.
You remember Sonko Snud?
I forgot about that.
Sonko, give us Snud. Sonko,
give us Snud.
And he did.
I was on the train. I ran into these lads called Odds and Sods. Late middle-aged guys, good laugh. Gave me some free vodka. I love you guys if you're listening. And one of them had their son with him, and he said, I got Joel Veltman's match-worn shirt. And as if to make sure he proved it, it really was his match-worn shirt. It stank. And apparently he made a moan about it, and Joel Veltman heard about this and sent a message to that guy's dad, one of the Odds and Sods, going, hey, sorry about the shirt. I hear it stinks. I'm really sorry about that. I hope you like the shirt anyway, though. I love that. It's brilliant. He gets a follow-up message. That's brilliant. It's superb. Quickly to Chris as well. Not the Chris we just spoken to. The other Chris.
Chris
Ormond is Si's mate. He was in the home end, but near the away end. That's why that song. Tell us about your Albion background and what it was like being in the home end tonight.
Oh, it was an interesting experience. I hope I never ever repeat in my life. Surrounded by Ajax fans, having to be quiet, trying to take sneaky little videos of all of you guys singing in the away end. But what an amazing result. What an incredible evening. I go like... yeah, amazing. I go, I've never felt so undercover in my life, and I just hope that the next time I don't have to play that silly game.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done it once before. I hate it. I absolutely hate that.
I've done it once. It was an interesting experience, I remember, and never again. I think that's the thing. It's almost, yeah. Well, never say never, but hopefully never again.
How many flags did you get?
Well, we got one over there. You've given me one as well, so I'll be taking it home with pride. I can't have half and half scarves. The half and half flags, that's all right, isn't it? Brilliant. Also, speaking of Chris, it's going back to Simon, Chris, brother Chris. You're a season ticket holder in the North Stand, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm there with my son and my brothers and my dad. My son is absolutely obsessed with all things Albion. He would have loved to be here tonight. He don't have enough points, but... He goes to all the games he can get to. Went to Everton last week. He's got Chelsea away coming up. Absolutely loves it. And like Chris and I were just saying, if you could have planned a night out, this would have been it. It's been amazing.
And a special thought to your late auntie.
Yeah. Ah, there we go. Okay. Tell us about that.
Yeah. My sister.
Your sister, yeah.
Yeah.
She was an avid fan. You used to go with her to games.
Yeah.
Avidly, home and away, didn't you?
Yeah, followed her.
She died quite a few years ago now, wasn't it?
She looked after the boys as well.
When did she pass away? About 10 years ago, was it? Something like that?
2015.
2015?
Yeah.
Tell us about your Albion background. So how old are you and how long have you been here?
69
now. We've been here for about 3 hours. Sorry, how long have you been an Albion fan, I should say?
I think we did this interview yesterday.
Oh, shit, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind doing it again.
Though. Okay. No, you've already heard this, folks. We won't do that.
Yeah.
I was a little bit drunk yesterday. Just a little bit.
I'm very surprised to hear that. Why didn't you tell me about your Albion background history?
Well. He should not have drunk more. He should not have drunk more. And I had, never mind Europa League, I had Champions League hangover this morning. I'll tell you, oh God. My Albion background is 1971 born, first game 1979. So I was born in the year Ajax started
you're
bitching.
Young whippersnapper,
exactly, exactly.
Yeah, when I was in my flares then.
You know, oh, lovely, lovely.
Yeah,
sideburns, lovely, yeah. The year I was born, Ajax embarked on their 3 in a row champion, well, European Cup wins. That was the year I was born. We've gone a long way since then, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've gone a long way.
When was the last time someone beat Ajax back-to-back at home and away?
It might never have happened, actually, in terms of European competition. I don't know. I've no idea.
Two clean sheets as well. That's it. You know, 4-0 aggregate. Boss both games.
Yeah. Host. Yeah.
How shit must you be? We kept a clean sheet.
We kept a clean sheet. How shit must you be? We kept a clean sheet.
Cheers, boys.
Came from Barca to play in blue and white. It takes sangria. He's fucking dynamite. He loves to serve it. Sussex by the sea. It's David Hansen. Hansen Fassi.
And so as we wind down on the end of an epic, epic day for the Albion, I finally come to the last, but by no means least, regular of the show, Alan. We're in the hotel lobby on the way back to our rooms. It's quite late at night. I think it's about 2 a.m. We've had quite a good day, haven't we?
Oh, fucking hell, what a day. I'm so knackered. I've just looked at my Apple Health thing and I've walked something like 30,000 steps today.
That's 18 kilometres.
I mean, I'm just so tired, but what a fun day it's been. It's been so good.
Been absolutely magnificent, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Superb. I mean, obviously the football, but the social as well. It's a great city.
No, it's really been really fantastic just to walk around the city, and there's so many Albion supporters.
Oh,
every bar, just walking around. It's been pretty safe. I haven't felt threatened at all. It's just been really good fun. I mean, if these are European nights, then I'm winning. So, I'm looking forward to...
And you're going to Athens as well?
I'm going to Athens, I'm looking forward to that. Just bought my Fat Boy Slim ticket yesterday.
Yeah. Misspelled your own surname, but let's not talk about that. On the booking.
but it's been really
fun.
You
only got 2 out of 4 on, didn't you?
It's been really fun. I mean, to finish off in that Irish bar tonight, that was so funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's superb. What a day, what a time, what a break. I've enjoyed it. I've loved it, absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And tomorrow morning, we're going to get up fairly early.
Yeah, a bit of culture tomorrow. We're going to go to the Resistance Museum tomorrow to have a look around there. And
bit
then,
of culture, bit of lunch.
Yeah,
and
have
then
a bit of lunch and then get the train home.
Which will probably form the last segment of this.
So
magnificent.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to my room now, open the video and have a look at Ansu Fati's first goal, and then look at Odinga's second goal. Really good.
I might do the same. After I've woken Andy up in my room, I'll start the Ansu Fati song again. I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that rounds it off for tonight. Final segment on our way back tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But what a day. What a night. What a history-making moment for the Albion.
Have a good night, Russell. And, it's been a pleasure.
It's been great, hasn't it?
Cheers.
Excellent. Well, good night. And in fact, we didn't record a final segment in the end. We got up, did a bit of culture in the morning on the day after the match, went to the Dutch Resistance Museum on the edge of town. A bit of a healthy walk in rather rainy conditions, but well worth the trip. Recommend it to anyone whenever they're over in Amsterdam. That was quite interesting. Then we were back to a bar near the station for a quick drink, hopped onto the Eurostar, this time via Brussels back to St Pancras. And we were all pretty tired, so we didn't end up recording anything. However, what a fantastic trip. For anyone that was over there, I'm sure you absolutely loved it as much as we did. 3 days in our case, Wednesday to Friday, 2 nights. And we had a great time. A lot of drinking, a lot of singing, a lot of interacting with Albion fans. Loads and loads of people that I knew I bumped into and chatted to some new friends as well. Went to AD's Albion Raw, a collaborated event on match day, 1-3. That was great. Well done to AD for putting that on. And well done to every Albion fan that was able to get over, even if you weren't going to the game. A reported 6,000 to 6,500 fans had travelled over, either with or without tickets. I think there was less than 3,000 were officially in the in the match in the away end, but there were plenty more in the home end. I mean, I know several to start with, and I'm sure there were plenty more. You could see plenty more actually at the end of the game in certain areas, and from various videos that were uploaded by Albion fans, taken from obviously home end areas. So loads of people did enjoy the experience at the game. Plenty more enjoyed the experience overall by travelling. I recommend it if you haven't been to an away game in Europe. If you've got any chance at all of doing it, I thoroughly recommend it. Fantastic experience. I can't go to Athens for the third one. I didn't go to the last one in Marseille. But I'm so, so glad I went to the Amsterdam game. And I really recommend it to anyone else if you can get over. It's a fantastic experience. Also, a word up to Seagulls over London. There were loads and loads of them, members of that, over in Amsterdam as well. I think we think there was about 40 or more of those. So that was great as well. Good to meet up with those guys. Just some of which I recorded on the Wednesday night, on match day minus one, as they call it. But apart from that, a superb experience, and we've got the result we needed. 2-0 again, our only two clean sheets of the season so far. 4-0 on aggregate against Amsterdam. It's really in our hands now. Qualification is in our hands. 1 point from the game in Athens next up would guarantee us some kind of European involvement, whether it would be third place and into the conference, whether it would be second place and into the early new year round of 32 knockout phase, or whether it's into March and the last 16 phase, which we would get if we win the group. All of that is possible. All of those connotations are possible. But 1 point would guarantee not finishing bottom, and 1 point, therefore, would guarantee continued involvement and more exciting away trips. Fantastic time to be an Albion fan, historic time to be an Albion fan, and it was a marvellous occasion. So thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to the huge number of people that contributed to the pod with their little bits of storytelling and input and partying that was going on as well. And until the next time, it's stand or fall, up the Albion.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.